We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Ayin Zayin Amabez, and we are starting from Tapra Omer, continuing with the sugya of Omer Dechidi Belayla, Omer Rabba Omer Rav Nachman. Halacha on Nisholim Nedarim, you could be shoyel by the Chacham Nedarim, say Omer, the Chacham could be standing, Yechidi could be alone, Uva Laila at night, Uva Shabbos and on Shabbos, and that has to be Tzarech Shabbos Pashtus. Uvikroivim, and even by Kroivim, but Philo Hoyle Pnaya Boyd Yoim, even if there was time for him to matane the Erev Shabbos, still he could do it on Shabbos if it's a Tzarech Shabbos. So, no, we learned beginning of the Amid that the Tzarech Shabbos is Mutra, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says on Shabbos that Mefirim Darim, any reason, but Nishalim Darim, Dafkal Tzarech Shabbos. Dafkal Tzarech Shabbos. But, and the Chiddush is, even if you had time before, don't say it's a Knas, you should have done it before Shabbos, you still could do it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Oymid, Vatayim into the Braisa. It's a Braisa brought down Masechtas Erevin. Yorod Rav Gamil Min HaChamar. Rav Gamil had someone who wanted to be Mataneda, so he got down from his Chamar, but it's Atof, and he put on his Talis. V'yoshav, and he sat down, hit Loi Neda, Nidra, and his Mataneda. So you see, you have to sit, because he should have just done it from the Chamar. Why do you get off the Chamar, sit down, you need Yishvadas. You see, for be Mataneda, you need Yishvadas. So it's a steer. He was saying Oymid, and we said this also on Amud Aleph. Now we're saying the first Rav Gamil that he sat down. The Gemara says that's totally in a different machlokes. I'm going to go with the Ran's Girsa. Rav Gamil sava im poisim mecharata. You cannot use charata alone. You need to use a Pesach, and since you have to use a Pesach, so it needs more yeshiva das. Charata just means that he says that he made the neder under stress and he feels bad about it. That's what charata means. It's very easy. You don't have to think too much. Pesach is. You have to ask him, if you knew this outcome, would you have done this or that? So it takes more yeshiva das, and therefore you have to be sitting down in order to pass from that. So Rav Gamil holds, ein poisim charata, so therefore you need a Pesach, ikon neder, bina nuya. You have to be ma'ayin, hach yosha, therefore he sat. Rav Nachman sava poisim charata, and therefore vafilu mu'mid, and even standing up. And the Ram brings down a Rashba here, which he doesn't understand. But the Rashba says an interesting thing. We will pass in the person mecharata, therefore you can be standing. Is what happens if a guy comes for you to mataneda and you're going to use a charata, then you realize that there's no charata here. You got to use a pesach. Zok the Rashba, you can stay standing. That's what he says. Since you start off standing, you can stay standing. The Ran says he doesn't understand this. L'chairo, once you have to move into transition into a pesach, you should sit down. But as the Ran says, "V'fish lo yirati l'taima yeinu emikin." Since I don't have his reason, I don't say that. I don't pass like the Rashba. Back upon him with saying that if you hold poiskim b'charata, then you could be you standing up. But if you hold ein poiskim b'charata, then you should sit down because you need a pesach. Zotik maravaita. Omli Rav l'Rav Nachman. Chozi mar haim rabbanon d'osma Rava. Rava told Rav Nachman, "Did you see that rabbanon, that Talmud who came from Eretz Yisrael?" And he told us what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Basically, they show us that Eretz Yisrael, they're very makbar on the Dorim, and they call a guy, makes a neda, a choyte. Because this guy from Eretz Yisrael came, Va'omar is the kiku le rabbanon le braid Rav Huna bar oven. The rabbanon were working on a son of Rav Huna bar oven regarding a neda. V'shol le nidre, the umatis neda. Va'omru le, zil uboy rachman avshach. After the matin neda, it says, go daven to Hashem, the chatasa, because you did a aveira. The tani rav dim yachud rav safra, kol anoida, anyone does a neda, af bishu hu. Anyone makes a neda, af bishu mekayma, even if he keeps the neda. Nikri chayte, it's called a chayte. And actually, the Gemara before said Nikri Rasha. And here's a Nikri Chayte that Taz and Shulchan Aruch actually discusses. Chayte, Rasha, what's the two things? Omrav Zvid, Maikra, where's the Makar for this Pasuk that you're Chayte? It says in the Pasuk, V'chisechta lindar loyi v'chachet. When you stop making an Adarim, then there won't be a Chayte. Holei Chadalt, if you didn't stop, you can Chayte. There is a Chayte. Now, so what does the Gemara say over here? Someone who makes a Adarim is a Chayte. And the Kasha really is that L'chayra, he went to Mataneda here. So why is it called a Chayte? He wasn't a Kaimanad. He went to Mataneda. The Gemara said before that you even can use it as a Pesach. If not, that would be so scary that you tell a guy, it's making it a Kilo Bon Obama, that could be a Pesach. So here, like, what's the Tainam? He's a Chayte? He was Mataneda. So I didn't see really how I asked the Kasha. Really, I saw one, the Masifta brought in Abin Yecheskel asked the Kasha. But I think the Tarets is that he is a Chayte. Because the amount of neder that he kept, he didn't right away come to Mount Neder. He kept the neder for a few days or a few hours, whatever it was. And then he came to Mount Neder. For that time, you need a kapara. You consider a chayte for that time. And that's the chiddush. The marava, the somakbe, they call the chayte no matter what. Even if you go be Mount Neder or if you mekayim it, they call the chayte. That's what they say in marava. Tanya, learned in a braisa. Now, in this following braisa, the Ran has two pshatim. So we're going to go first with the second shot of the Ran. Tanya, look at the Braisa. Ha'omer le'ishtoi. The Braisa, in contrast, the difference between Afara and Akama. Tanya, ha'omer le'ishtoi. A person tells his wife, kol nedarim shetaduri, any neder that you're going to make, we have to be going according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds that you can be made for neder before it happens. Or he says, Eloshan, efshi shetaduri, I don't want you to make a neder. Or in the neder, any one of three lashonis, loy amaklum, they're not considered. I read it wrong. First, two lashonis here. Kol nedarim shetaduri, efshi shetaduri. That was one lashon. Any neder you're going to make, I don't want it to be a neder. Or in the neder. Or he says, ein zeneda. Either one, loyama klum, either lashon does not work because it's not a lashon afari. You have to say mufalach or a different lashon. And not kon dadarm shetaduri or yef shetaduri, that's not a good lashon. Loyama klum. What about by legabe kiyim, legabe bi mekayim? Yafa asisa, he says, you did well. The ein kamayis or, there's nothing like that. Or he says, if you didn't make the neder madiricha, I would have had you made the neder. Madiricha ni, I would have made you make the neder. That is called a kiyum, and it's dvarav kayam. It's called being mekayim the neder. So what is the Braisa saying? There's a chilek between hafara and being mekayim the neder. Hakama, hafara and hakama. Hafara works only with the right lashon. Hakama works even with not exactly the same lashon. If you say yafa asisa and kama yischa, it works. We're contrasting the difference between hafara and hakama. That's the ikur pshat of the Ran. The first pshat of the Ran is that we're all talking about hakama. And the Braisa reads like this. If someone tells his wife, you know, all the nedarim that you're going to make, don't make anymore. So it's mashma, but the nedarim made till now are mekuyim. It's like a diak. He said, call nedarim the shaduri, don't make any nedarim anymore. Mashma nedarim made already is good. That's not called akama. Akama has to be like the sefer where you said, yafa sisa en kama yischa. So for your first pshat of the Ran, it's all going on akama. For the second pshat of the Ran, which is Ran ikka pshat, there's a difference with contrasting Afar and Akama. Afar needs a Lashon, and Akama does not need Afka a Lashon. So Zokta Gemara Vayit, the Tanya learned in a Braisa, Loi Yoimer Odom Le'ishtoi B'Shabbos, a person should not say on Shabbos when he's being made for Neder, we paskin that you're allowed to be made for Neder on Shabbos, but you shouldn't use the exact same Lashon. You should be Mishana a little bit. Loi Yoimer Odom Le'ishtoi B'Shabbos Mufa L'chi or Bata L'chi Kedar Hashem L'chol. You shouldn't use that Lashon of Afar. Those are the Iker Lashonis of Afar, either Mufa L'chi or Bata L'chi. You shouldn't use that Lashon. Elohim Allah, Tliva Achli. Go eat it. And that's enough of Lashon. You bring Mishan in the Lashon. And that's Bata L'chi. And that's Bata by itself. Agav, so we're saying over here, Shabbos, you have to Mishana. So we didn't speak out before. Exactly what's wrong with doing Afar on Shabbos? What would be the Havamina that's something wrong? We know by a comma, by Sha'ila rather, by Sha'ila Tachacham, it's a void in the Gemara itself. It looks like Din Torah. What's the problem with Afaro? So the Ran in Mesechtes Shabbos, one of the last Rans in the Mesechta, because this Mishnah that we quoted before on Tapir Ahmed of Ayin Zam and Aleph is a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Ran says it's al Tircha. Being made for his episode Tircha. It's a Tircha on Shabbos. That's why that'd be a tzad you shouldn't do it. Might as well pass, you could do it. It's not a problem, but there's a tzad Tircha. But Akapadim is saying this Gemara, you should be Mishana in the Lashon. Om Rav Yechanan, when you say Tli V'Achli, that's not really sufficient. You have to V'tzarach She'evata B'Liboy. You have to say in your heart, Mufalacha. You have to say, I'm being mefer in your heart. Rashi says, V'tzarach She'em B'Liboy She'ened Abatel. You have to say in your heart, I want the Ned to be Batel. That means, the Lashon Geruah alone, Tli V'Achli, is not enough. You also have to say, B'Liboy, you have to V'Vata B'Liboy also. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, V'Sham Yemrim, B'Shabbos M'Vata B'Liboy, V'Chol Moitzi V'Svasav. The Braisa Taka says from Bishamai that you have to change the lashon that on Shabbos you mevatel b'liboy, and you don't say it straight out. Why not? Because you don't say it straight out. Why not? Because there you're supposed to be mishan a little bit. Therefore you mevatel b'liboy, but you do say tli v'achli. You do say that. Okay, silo imrim. B'chol, you say clearly, you say mufalachi. On Shabbos, you mevata b'liboy, and then you speak out tli v'achli. But b'chol, you say it the way it is. B'silur me'echazeh v'echazeh v'vata b'liboy, and sarach l'etzeh v'sasav. Say weekday, say Shabbos, you're allowed to be mevata b'liboy, and then say tli v'achli. Because the Gemara says later on, daf ayin tes, that afara b'liboy does not work. But here it means together with being, saying tli v'achli. So Beis Hillel says you don't have to mashana on Shabbos, You don't have to. Then you do have Mishnah Shabbos. But he still says in the weekday you don't have to say Klar b'peh. You can also do the same thing you're doing on Shabbos. Shabbos you should do it. Also be Mishnah, but it works in the weekday as well. But Shammai says it only works on Shabbos. But b'choil moitzi b'sfasa. So the bottom line is, what coming out over here is that you say tli v'achli or tli v'shi, which means take and eat and take and drink. That's not enough. For apping mefer b'levoy also. So the shaila is, so what was the case before that we said that if you say ef shaduri or ein zened eloy maklum? So you have to say there you were mavat b'levoy. There was just a lashon gerua by itself. There when you say ein zened that without doing any b'levoy, it's no good. Like the Gemara said before. But when you say tli v'achli, even though it's lashon gerua, but you also mavat b'levoy, that's enough. And it's all told in the Achrayim, what's the voice? It's Dvarim Shavlev, not Dvarim Shavlev. Here, because he's speaking out, it's not Dvarim Shavlev. But that's the facts. The facts on the ground are, that if you say Tli V'Achli, and then Yimvata V'Liboy, it works. But if you just say, a Lashon Geruah by itself, for Hafara, it will not work.